Get ready for Cyclone Fanatic Radio.
This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, brought to you by Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life. Now, live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here's Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
What's up, guys? It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by our friends over at Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life. I'm Jared Stansberry, joined, as always, by Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. How you guys doing?
It's good to be back.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like I missed a hell of a party last week here at Benchwarmers.
You did, dude. It was a heck of a night.
Who won the Flip Cup tournament? Not you.
I don't want to talk about
all
it.
Right.
It wasn't me. Our friend, Ten Flint, I will admit, they bested us.
Was he any good? Or was he all tough?
I would say him and I were pretty even. We were the starters, and I think that we both fought valiantly.
I heard that you were vastly overrated at Flip Cup.
No, Adam's been out here spreading lies.
Adam Gray, friend of the program?
Yes, always. He's always trying to drag my name through the mud, and I'm done with it. I'm not going to allow it anymore.
Was Gray any good?
No.
I'm sure
he was pretty typical.
I guarantee he was terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Just a reminder, you can join us on the show tonight by calling into the Wheeze Tees hotline at 515-284-5966. Wheeze Tees is your go-to place for all your custom screen printing and embroidery needs. Looking for your promotional products for your athletic team, school, or business, Wheeze Tees is the place to go. They're locally located at 306 South Ankeny Boulevard here in Ankeny, and they will give you the highest quality prints when you leave the store. Give them a call at 515-257-7191 or visit them online at WheezeTees.com. So join us on the Wheeze Tees hotline at 515-284-5966. Guys, the last couple times we've been in here, Bloom, we talked about this last week, but it seemed like we were on this pattern where they would win on Tuesday, lose on Saturday,
right.
And it was like that every single week. And now, finally, they won back-to-back games. We can talk about how they're on a winning streak.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's against Kansas State and Oklahoma
State. It's still
a
winning streak, Chris.
Yeah,
let's be happy today.
Can we tap the brakes, though? Like, I agree with you. It's good. And it's better than losing one of those games. But, I thought they righted the ship really well. I thought that Saturday, I was impressed by
second half.
By Saturday. Yeah. Monday's game was so weird because of the senior day. Like, everybody was crying. Like, Niang was bawling right before they tipped it off.
You were crying, weren't you, Chris?
No, I wasn't crying. Come on, Jared. But my point is, I don't know how much I take from it. I do know this. My feeling. It's just a feeling around the guys, the program, and you're up there today. Mm-hmm. I think that they're in a better spot this year going into the postseason mentally than they were a year ago. A lot of that has to do with experience, and maybe they'll prove me wrong, and maybe I'm a total Steve Prohm shill at this point, but I really like the chess pieces that he's played with this roster, and I feel like if I look at individually all these guys, they're all kind of peaking game-wise at the same time right now, and I'm assuming that Jameel McKay continues to go along that trend.
He's been solid since he's
Monte's not peaking, but I know he's going to bounce back.
Monte's Monte.
I don't worry about him.
I don't worry about his offense because he generally takes good shots anyway, so he's going to make them. I agree. Monday was just strange, and Abdul played well, which is, I think, optimistic for the postseason to get him back going. He's been up and down, but really he's played 4 out of 5 really good games. Only down when it was K-State. George is going to be great, and Jameel's on the upside. And Hallis Cook's game on Saturday, I think that has ramifications going forward.
Do we trust that?
No, but at least he's done it for a game.
Yeah. And against the Big 12 team.
Yeah, I just think it helps him to know, okay, I can make shots. And it's not even just shots he made. He was making some plays within the offense, which is encouraging. No, you can't trust it, but at least he's another body that you can put out there. And
can we trust Jameel McKay?
He has not tried to do too much.
No.
Since he's come back, which is exactly what we've been saying
right.
for 2 months. He hasn't tried to do anything, that's what you need him to do.
For some reason, Jared, Jameel has sucked me in.
Right.
I'm buying stock at Jameel McKay right now.
It almost seems like he's just a completely different guy, too. Even in interviews, he's got a smile on his face.
Is
and before, it seemed like he hated his life. He didn't want to be there. He didn't want to play basketball. He didn't want to do anything. It seems like he's out there really enjoying playing the game, and enjoying being with his teammates and, like, interacting with other humans. And it didn't seem that way for a while there.
Yeah, I was very Tommy Birch from the Register and I, we did a show earlier in the week when and Tommy would not buy it on Jamil.
Oh, I mean,
and I'm flirting with fire. You know, I've got a water bottle full of gasoline. I'm running around the bonfire with it right now, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because even his stats weren't there on Monday, but he looked like that guy who was just kind of playing like crazy out there, and that's you want the frantic Jamil McKay. That's what I liked about him last year.
Since he's come back from his whatever hiatus, we noticed this Saturday. He hasn't tried to make a post move in a really long time, which I'm okay with that. Like, that's what you need him to do.
Yeah,
did you notice Steve Prohm, even that senior game or senior day speech thing? He said something interesting when he was introducing him, which goes to my point here. He said the best energy guy in America or something like that.
Yeah.
Essentially saying.
I read into Prohm like that was Prohm coaching him up
in front
of the entire
That's
arena.
Exactly what it was. Yeah. It was, Jamil, you have potential to be the best energy guy in America. Does Steve Prohm really think he's the best energy?
He wouldn't have suspended him.
And that's the thing is you don't need him to be he's not Marcus Fizer trying to make post moves. I think Jamil got wrapped up in that because his non-conference, he was pretty good in the post. But then when double teams started coming and bigger opponents, he struggled and then tried to do too much, turn the ball over. But since he's come back, I don't think he's tried to make maybe one or two post moves in the last four games. He's rebounded the ball. He's deflected passes on defense. He's blocked some shots. And he's dunked the ball on alley-oops. If he keeps it simple, there's no reason why he can't continue to do that because he definitely has a skill set to at least do those four things.
And defensively, just stand around the basket. I mean, we don't need you, Jamil, to be running around the half-court line defending guys.
And if you look at it, they've actually, and it'd be interesting to ask the coaches this, but from what my novice eye, it seems like they've moved him back further, and he's stopped with the heavy head stuff on the pick and rolls, and he's playing closer to the basket, a lot like Fred did last year with him, and he's better that way. And his defense, the Iowa State defense collectively, has been immensely better since he's come back, with the West Virginia game being the lone one that hasn't been as good. But the last two, they've been pretty good, even though the opponents have been pretty much dreadful. It still works.
Are you guys at all troubled by – I mean, the offense on Monday night was not good.
No, I'm not troubled.
You're not troubled by
not
that?
Not troubled one bit.
What about you, Chris?
No. That was as weird of a game as I can recall. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a game like that, Brent. Since we've been – I mean – I was going back, like, it was by far their worst offensive output of the year. I don't think that, like, in Niang's entire career, when you combine the terribleness of both teams offensively, to me was a total anomaly.
The Tech in his freshman year down there, they got beat by Tech and scored, like, 53. But that's about it. I mean, that
was on the road.
Yeah,
like,
at home.
Like, that just doesn't happen.
That was the fewest points they've scored in a win in conference play since 2010, the day before Lucas Steiger quit the team. So it was kind of odd. It was off. In the last 5 minutes, they pretty much just coasted home. Like, they didn't really – there was not much effort given. It was, 58-41 or 56-41.
Let's get to these damn speeches.
Yeah, they were more worried about the speech, I think, the last four than finishing the game. And shots weren't going in always, but they had that game in hand pretty much the entire way. It was never in question.
Bloom, I want to pick your brain on this because I know you're someone that would know. But where does Abdul Nader's dunk rank in Iowa State history?
That was
did Rashawn Clark have one better? That's the first guy that
he had one against you and I his freshman year that was filthy. But Rashawn was a great leaper, but his hands were small, and so he couldn't ever do anything real creative. He was just kind of a power dunker.
He did the tomahawk.
The two I would still put above it. Jeff Greer had one against somebody. I mean, the old people talk about. And then Pfizer's dunk over Mim, I would still put ahead of Abdul Nader because, one, that pretty much put Pfizer on the map as, like, the best player in the league because Chris Mim was a decorated All-American future top 10 pick, and Pfizer made him look silly, and he did it in a big game on national television. And I still to this day, because I'm a nerd, can recite Pete Taylor's radio call.
Let's
of
hear
that. No, I'm not going to do it.
Come on, man. You can't just drop that bomb.
That's what it is. I think that's above Nader, but from a pure athleticism standpoint, it's right up there. That was filthy.
I thought that underrated dunk of all time was the Chris Babb dunk.
Yeah.
Wasn't that on senior day, too?
Yeah.
Against Oklahoma State?
That was pretty good.
Now, it wasn't as, like, raw as Nader's, but, like, coming from a guy like Babb, who you just never saw that from, I thought that was an underrated dunk.
Royce White in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah.
First possession against Connecticut when he stepped it on Andre Drummond's face, who Drummond's now an NBA All-Star.
Do you remember that game? He's one of Jared's favorite players.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising that their two careers went
in
complete opposite directions.
Drummond was a zero that game, like a complete failure the entire game. And it still frustrates me about Royce White, but I don't want to be a downer.
I don't remember Drummond being as good in college as he actually was. I remember him being awful. And then somehow in the NBA he developed to be what he is now.
Well, he was always a freak, but he didn't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
He was basically Jameel McKay.
Right.
I mean, really, except just a bigger body. He dunked and he rebounded. And but when you're 7'1" and 260 pounds and can jump, they can find a place for you. He's quite a bit bigger than Jameel was.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, now you've got a trip to Lawrence looming on Saturday night. And there's nothing really to play for. There's something to play for, but in the same sense, there's really nothing to play for either team. Do you think that bodes better for Iowa State, or does it bode better for Kansas?
The way you framed it, I would say Iowa State, just because Kansas is number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's senior day. Iowa State has nothing to lose. They're going to be close to a double-digit underdog. However, like, the caveat of it's still an Allen Fieldhouse is very much a part of that equation that I find it very, very difficult to ignore, especially coming off of a 30-point win at Texas, which was just absurd on Monday night.
From the get-go.
I mean, just absurd. Yeah. Just an absurd game by Kansas the other night. So, and I don't know if a lot of Iowa State fans watched that. I'm sure the diehards DVR'd it and watched it, but a lot of people probably watched the Iowa State game and didn't even pay attention to it. Was that the most impressive performance in the Big 12 this year?
Oh,
I mean, it has
to
be.
Against a good team. I mean, Oklahoma going down to and slaughtered Baylor.
Yeah.
But that's
anytime you can beat Scott Drew,
I think the way Texas was playing, because Texas came in hot. And they just who'd they beat Saturday? They beat I'm losing my
Oklahoma.
Mind. Oklahoma. Yeah. So that no question, and from the get go, it was just a destruction. I mean, it was 20-4 before Texas woke up, and they kept it going. I mean, Kansas has literally 11 guys playing right now still, and that team's the best team in the country. They've won 10 in a row since the second half in Ames, where Iowa State outscores them by 20 in the second half, and we all come on the air that Thursday going, something's wrong with Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. They're not winning the Big 12. They've reeled off 10 straight since then, and Bill Self is a machine.
Do you agree with my take that he should be the coach of the year?
I think so. I mean, how many has he won? Not enough. I mean, he's only won like 3 or 4 of them in this 12-year stretch. Tubby, Huggins, Shaka all have an argument for me, but I think you have to give it.
Yeah, I think they all have an argument, but
I'm always of the belief you can't give coach of the year to a team that still finishes 7th.
I agree with you.
You know, I know it's above expectations, but at some point you're responsible for those expectations. And great, Tubby made the tournament, and he should be given props for that, but Bill Self won how many more games than Tubby did? Six.
Well,
so,
the fact that they're doing it the way that they're doing it, like Diallo's not what they envisioned. The European kid hasn't really been able
to. Better.
He's getting. He had 17 a couple games ago, but he's not anything that they can rely on by any means. If you would have given me Diallo's numbers prior to, I mean,
Carlton Bragg.
He was the guy. Like all the experts were saying, well, you know, Diallo, they got to get him eligible, and if they do, he's the
They're
key.
Not losing,
you know, he's the piece that he's that rim protector that they need. He's their Jeff Withey. He ended with nothing. Right. I've been impressed. I think though it does. I would take, not knowing what the line is, I would take Iowa State in the points on Saturday.
Well, I think it's a great spot for Iowa State because, I mean, other than it being Perry Ellis' senior day, and there's never been a more apt name for a day for him. then I know you love Fairy Ellis old jokes, so I did that just for you.
Stop.
No, but I think if there's an opportunity for Iowa State, I mean, this is going to be an NCAA tournament atmosphere, and this is a perfect spot. I mean, other than playing for a conference title, this is exactly where I want Iowa State, because this is the same atmosphere, the same level of emotion that they will have going into Kansas City and then onward into the NCAA tournament. There's going to be nerves going on in Lawrence. It's a high level of energy that's needed to play there, and you have to be ready from the get-go. That's a NCAA tournament primer to a T, and they'll see what they have against the best team in the country, no question. So if they're not ready for that, then I wonder if they'll be ready for March. If they come and play well, even if they lose, I think that sets up well for March. The same way that Kansas catapulted after the win against Kentucky under that crazy atmosphere, I think that supercharged their season. This is a perfect time for Iowa State to go to Lawrence and compete. And if they compete, good things are ahead.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Carl Chevrolet on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Just announced, Truck Month has been extended at Carl Chevrolet. With over 400 new Chevy Silverados to choose from, Carl Chevrolet is your local Truck Month destination. Right now, take advantage of up to 25% off total value savings on select in-stock Chevy Silverados, the Midwest number one selling truck. Or get behind the wheel of a new Cruze LT or Malibu LT with zero-due sign-and-drive lease offers. When it comes to overall value on your next vehicle, there's not a better time to save than Truck Month, and no better place to visit than Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and see why more Iowans drive Chevy. Visit carlchevrolet.com for complete details or stop in and see us today. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90, in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday. Forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number. 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman down on 94th Street to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmeat are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise, or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life, live from Benchwarmers here in Ankeny. Jared Stansberry, Chris Williams, and Brent Bloom. Chris, you've got a...
Well, I want to I want to thank the folks at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Mm-hmm. I was there a lot last week. They were Doc Nicholson, you know, my guy. So I go to here in Ankeny. I found that the older I get, like, you don't want to go to the doctor. I don't think anybody does, but if you know the doctor and you actually like your doctor, it makes it easier to just pick up the phone and call the doctor. But they were flabbergasted by me last week, and they were awesome. Like, I was really sick. Like, I couldn't even, like, get out of
bed. You weren't tweeting, so everybody knows that.
Dude, I did not watch the Daytona 500. I didn't get to watch the Iowa State-West Virginia game. Like, I was out.
You were essentially a medical marvel.
They were awesome, though. I'm not, like, there's, like, a kind of a deal where you come on and you do your job and you read a commercial. Mm-hmm. This is 100%. Like, they were so great. And what I love about them the most is they work you in. Like, I called on Monday morning, and I had let them know, like, man, I'm really sick. Like, I can barely even, like, talk to you right now. And they, you know, they worked me right in, and they called me up on Tuesday and checked on me, got me back in on Wednesday, changed the procedure, what we were doing. They got me some liquids, some fluid. Like, it was awesome. So I want to thank them. I know Doc Nicholson and the guys, they like to listen to the program. So, IAMenCenter.com.
Well, I kind of work in that industry, but not having to go to the emergency room also is a nice benefit to have these urgent care clinics that can do a lot of the stuff without having to go down for the big insurance.
That's what they did to me.
Right.
Yeah. They decided I needed fluids, and I didn't have to do that. Like you said, I just went into their urgent care and –
right here in Ankeny.
Yeah, and they just got to hang out in there for a while. So I really am
service,
grateful.
That's big.
Yeah, absolutely.
I saw you last Tuesday, and you told me you were turning the corner.
I thought I was.
Am I in any danger?
No. When I saw you on Tuesday, so what had happened, I don't want to get too much into it, but I had like three different illnesses, so I was kicking one of them, and then another one swooped in. No, you're fine.
Okay, good. I don't want
to.
There
seems to be
want to be on the edge of death.
Some analogy between Williams' health and Jameel McKay's play, but mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Seems like you're both at it now.
Yeah, no, we're both ready to go for the postseason.
You're here for March.
Let's do it.
Here for March.
Let's do it.
I don't know if you guys. Well, I know Chris saw it. I don't know if you saw it today, Brent, but I was able to catch up with Jacoby Long earlier Iowa State.
You haven't seen Jared's piece on Jacoby Long.
No, I was
yet.
Busy all day. Sorry.
Well, you can get on to Cyclone Fanatic and. It's right there on the homepage, and you can check it out. But, yeah, I got a chance to check up with him, and his team is playing for a trip to the state tournament tomorrow night.
Did we find out how Solomon Young did?
Oh, yeah, they are also playing for a trip to the state tournament on Saturday. I checked that out.
Okay.
So they're in their, like, finals. It's weird in California. You play, like, a sectional tournament and then a regional tournament, and then you play in the state tournament. And they won their sectional. They're going to play in the finals of the regional on Saturday night. And the winner, if they win that one, they'll go to the state tournament.
Your piece on Jacoby Long, and I got a little more recruiting that we can touch on here momentarily. And I remember when he committed to Iowa State, he's all about defense. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was, I don't know if he's being coached to say that. And
right.
It's, you know, sometimes recruits are, I don't know. But he's obsessed with it. Like,
yeah,
that was all he talked to me about, and that was what your piece was about today, which I think that you don't want to go too far the other way because Iowa State's been very successful playing the way that they have.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that a lot of people listening would be like, wow, a defensive first guy, that's a nice change.
Yeah, definitely. And he was the one that actually brought it up. I didn't say anything to him about, you know, playing defense or anything about if that's something that he prided himself on. And he said that when he comes into Iowa State, he wants to be the lockdown defender for the team. And as a freshman, and that's You know, that's something that
he's got the body too.
Well, I was just saying that. I mean, I've watched a little bit of his tape, and he's a big kid, big physical. You know, a lot of those freshmen come in like Amonte Morris, who's 150 pounds. This kid's 6'5", 210, and he looks like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, he looks like a guy that can step in physically and be fine. And I think as a freshman, that's the biggest adjustment. And you made a great point a couple weeks ago. In basketball, especially, the farther you get away from the basket, the easier it is to play right away. And he's physically ready to be a guard in the Big 12. Now, mentally, will he pick up the concepts? Is he going to be an offensive player? Probably not. But they have offensive players. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. They don't need those guys. He can come in, play, you know, 8 to 15 minutes a game next year and be a defender and play. And the other thing people forget, all the guards coming back, little Babb.
Nick Babb.
He's going to play. He's good enough that he will be a rotation guy, and he'll help. He's not going to be a starter probably. But that adds another body that a lot of people forget that he's sitting out this year because nobody's really talked about him.
And the thing that sticks out to me about Long is that he's capable of scoring the ball in just a multitude of different ways. It's not like you see a guy, all he does is shoot threes, or all he does is he post-ups on the block, and he's just, you know, plowing right straight through guys. And you'll see him catch it in the block, and then he'll dribble out. Like, a couple times I saw him dribble it out between his legs, and then he shot a three.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's not scared to shoot it from anywhere on the floor, and he'll get it to the spots on the floor where he wants to score, and he can score from anywhere on the floor.
I'm getting more and more optimistic about next year. I mean, I think right now, if you ask me to handicap it, I would put Iowa State in the NCAA tournament at this point. I will say that
it depends on number 11.
I'm banking on him coming back. I think he's coming back. It'll just depend on how they do in the NCAA tournament, obviously. But I guess the one concern I do have, though, is I'm looking toward this roster, and I mean, from Solomon Young to Jacoby Long to, I don't know, I'd like to see Manny Malou more. It's always hard to rate the JUCOs, and I mean, I think he's going to be a really good player, and it was a really nice coup for Iowa State to even grab him. In the Hoiberg era, it was like, oh, Matt Thomas is a shooter, Naz is a shooter. It was George is probably the best offensive player you're ever going to see. I kind of feel like we're going in a totally different direction here. So
versatile all around.
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like the reason the Hoiberg era was so good is because they were so good offensively. They were really good at one thing. I'm not saying it's going to be a failure. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. However, it is a very different approach, I think, than what we're seeing now.
I don't know if Hoiberg would have recruited a Solomon Young type.
Yeah,
but but honestly, that's what they could use right now.
That's a Melvin Edgem type.
Yeah,
I mean, that's got T.J. Otzelberger written all over.
Yeah, I mean, Young's he's a big physical kid, but he's not skilled yet. He could be. I mean, Edgem didn't come in skilled, by the way.
You're right.
I think that's a misnomer with Melvin. He came in shooting. He didn't. He didn't shoot many
threes. He couldn't even dribble.
I mean, he struggled skill-wise his freshman year, but he was a competitor and he made himself better.
Does that mean that our expectations for Stu should get higher then?
Stu interacted with me on Twitter.
Oh, there you go.
The other day, but yeah.
But I think this class, it
small victories.
They need another big guy, and that grad transfer that visited would be huge.
Daryl Bowie. Is the kid that we're talking about from Northern Illinois. I'll be very surprised if Iowa State doesn't get him. Marquette offered this week.
Okay.
And it sounds like Georgetown sniffing around. He's going to have some nice off.
They need him, and then they need another JUCO of some sort, just because they don't have much there. I mean, Simeon Carter's not going to be he's not a 30-minute player next year. Brady Ertz is not a 30-minute player next year. What else do you have? So they need to find somebody to fill those roles. And depending on what they have back, there could be some opportunity to pick up maybe somebody late.
The Bowie kid's a little bit intriguing to me because if you dig a little deep on his stats, so he only averaged his last, it was like 8 points a game or something like that for Northern Illinois. If you look, though, before he got hurt, he was averaging 14 a game. Then he got hurt and his shoulder was all screwed up and he was a disaster. The rest of the year, like he wasn't even scoring in some games.
He didn't play it all this year, right?
He did not play this year.
Sitting out for a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you don't know. I mean, who knows how he's going to fight back and everything? But I know that Prohm and Otzelberger and I saw Alex Halstead reported this earlier in the week too, that they were there in Milwaukee on Monday. And man, I talked to him last week. It was last Friday night, and he was all about like Deontay Burton and Jameel McKay and the Otzelberger connection with Milwaukee. I mean, there's a lot of I think there's a lot of smoke that thinks that it's, makes me think Iowa State will get him.
It's interesting, though. It's getting harder and harder to get those guys. Everybody's on to Fred's game, and all the programs now want grad transfers. Look at it, it kills me to watch this kid, but Max Bielfeldt now for Indiana.
Oh, God, yes. Didn't that drive you nuts the other night?
He has turned them into, without him, Indiana's probably, they're still good. They're still an NCAA tournament team, but he's been a huge difference for them. If Iowa State has that guy, and that's, I think that changes a lot.
That's
the type
too,
of guy that.
If you think back to last summer, when people go, when we talk about the depth problem this year, if Fred Hoiberg is still the head coach, that young man is playing for Iowa State this year. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that he didn't want to play for Steve Prohm. It was the unknown. This kid wanted to make a decision. All he's reading is that Hoiberg's going to the Bulls, Hoiberg's going to the Bulls. And he had to make a decision, so he goes to Indiana. That kid was going to Iowa State if Fred Hoiberg stays at Iowa State last year.
And Iowa State can get by without him, but if you have him, I think it makes Iowa State a little bit different this season. So that's my one regret for the Hoiberg thing, and, you know, it is what it is, but that's probably it. If Fred's still the coach, they have him, and I think that helps them quite a bit. Iowa State can still do great things, but he would give them another body that would be useful at this point.
Yeah, and I say that not to, like, that's not, I'm defending Steve Prohm there. Like, that's one of those deals, like, with the depth deal. He had no shot because that kid wanted to make a decision, and you could understand it. It's getting into June, and the place where he wanted to go, like, he didn't know who the coach was going to be.
And even the Boucher kid in Oregon.
Yeah.
There's another JUCO that Iowa State was in on. I'm not sure they pursued him to the fullest extent as they could have if Fred was, you know, complete. Well, one, he had the surgery, too. Let's not forget that. So that changed things. But Boucher's now, he blocked.
Kid's a beast.
90 shots this year, and he's hit 33s. I mean, he looks like a skinnier version of Jameel McKay, really. I mean, he's 6'11", 185 pounds. Think about that. But he's been a pretty good player for them. And they also have, remember this name, C-Dub? Elgin Cook.
Yeah. He committed to Greg McDermott.
Right.
Watched both of them play at down in Hutch. The National
where
Junior
did
College
Elgin Cook end up?
Tournament.
He ended up at, like,
Northwest Florida?
Yeah, went to Northwest Florida.
Northwest Florida?
Played with former Louisville guard Chris Jones.
All
who
right.
got kicked off the team for
stuff
for multiple things.
Greg McDermott once told me about Elgin Cook. Man, this is a long time ago.
Well,
he
committed would have
been like the class of like
ago.
2009.
Think about it. He committed.
He was in like Dominique Buckley's class.
McDermott, yeah.
He didn't end up making it.
No, he didn't.
Because of academics or something happened. But I remember when Greg told me at one point that he was going to be as big of a signee as Craig Brackens. Like they were that confident in his ability. And it's finally coming to fruition.
Really
now, like, you watch him now and you go, oh, okay, I get it. But it took him a while to develop into that guy.
He's an all Pac-12 player this year. And they're a two-seed. Nobody talks about Oregon.
Yeah, why don't we talk about Oregon?
Isn't there Oregon and nobody, everybody forgets
remember
about
when Dana Altman wanted the Iowa State job, reportedly?
Yeah.
This offseason?
Without Dana Altman, Fred Hoiberg never comes to Iowa State, if you look at the dominoes.
Okay, that's true. Wait a second.
Think about it, everybody.
Oh.
Dana had to leave Creighton to go to Oregon. Greg goes to Creighton.
That would have been crazy if Altman would have replaced Fred then.
Yeah,
that
that's why. He was supposedly somewhat interested, but he had some stuff hanging over him. Still does.
The sexual assault allegations out there, yeah.
Well, and the crazy thing about
Iowa State couldn't have hired him after the Boo Boo Paulo situation.
Nope. Yeah. The crazy thing about Oregon is that they had Dylan Ennis, a transfer from Villanova, and he's only played in one or two games all season long, and they've still been as good as they are. But we need to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by Carl Chevrolet on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been thunderstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
We've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you
you kidding me? Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit, or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
The Man Cave, manly traditions, poker night, watching football games, getting away from life. The place you can relax because it's yours. Performance Concrete Polishing is the nemesis of boring concrete. You dream it and we'll create it. Colorants, logos, or sports themes. These floors are easy to clean and light reflecting. Be unique and create something to be envied by your buddies. Find us at PerformanceConcretePolishing.com. Performance Concrete Polishing, the nemesis of ugly, boring concrete.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
It's a Cyclone Fanatic radio show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life. Guys, the Iowa State women have a big game tomorrow night down in Oklahoma City in the first round of the Big 12 tournament. They've got Texas Tech tomorrow night at 6 o'clock,
right here on KXNO.
Right here on KXNO. And I know you guys are big supporters of this team, but it's been a tough year for the ladies.
Bloom and I are just shills for them. We love them. It's hard to, like, with Baylor looming, even if they win tomorrow. Like, I want them to win a game. Like, come on.
It's more fun if you go stay for a couple days.
Just for, like, the sake of it. And they'll have a good supporting because they always have a great crowd no matter what. Like, there's that core of people who it's no fun in the same way next week in Kansas City.
No doubt. Ruins the whole.
If you lose that first game, it just sucks. Mm-hmm. So I hope that they can take care of business tomorrow. Well, they should.
They play Tech. Remember the last time they played Tech?
How could I forget?
It was 41 nothing run or something. What was that? What?
It was
29
to nothing
and 41 to
40-45.
Yeah, something like that. You know, they were undefeated in games that we broadcast together.
They were.
But
we can.
They should be able to handle Tech. We couldn't do much with Baylor.
Yeah.
But that's the next game. I mean, it's been a long year. And although you made a good point yesterday, the fact that Bridget Carleton did not win Freshman of the Year was disappointing. I mean, it's just She deserved it, but that's all right.
On the other hand, Shauna Johnson did make first team All Big 12, which is
well, that would
very
have been
well deserved.
Absolute crime too, had that not happened. Can I just ask you guys this? Because Jared, you cover them closer, and Bloom, you're very educated with it. What should we expect from this group next year? Because this year they're not going to the tournament.
No.
So with what they have coming back, which I think is pretty impressive nucleus coming back.
Right.
And you know Finley's always going to coach them up to be better than they actually are because he's done that for 20 years now. Like, what should we expect from this program next year?
It's a great point. And everyone's back. Shauna's back. Buckley's back. Carlton's back. T.T. Starks will get healthy and get back. And then Burkhall's been pretty good.
T.T. Starks was a bigger loss than people
understand. Yeah, I mean, she guarded, and she did some of the stuff that is not noticed in the box score. But I think they'll have a pretty good – Emily Durr comes back as well. They'll have a good – and the two posts are coming in, two European kids that nobody really knows – what to expect, but they're both good size.
What about the guy who's sitting out right now?
And she'll play a lot, Heather Bowie.
Yeah.
So I think they'll have a good 8 or 9, and that's what their problem this year is. They had 7. I mean, when Fernstrom left, it just their rotation went from like 8 to 7, and then they just have no big bodies.
And nobody saw the drop off with Kid Blaskowski.
You couldn't have guessed that. So I think this is the. The year, I mean, they've made every single NCAA tournament since 2007. That's
incredible.
An incredible run. I think this is the outlier here. I think they get back into the NCAA tournament discussion next season. I think that should be the expectation, and I know the coaching staff believes that as well.
And I was doing some research earlier in the week, and the last time they didn't make the postseason at all was 2003. Was 2003. Every year since then, they've made either the NIT or the NCAA tournament, and I think that, 14 or 12 out of those 14 years they've been in the NCAA tournament. So
yeah.
You know that they're going to have that one year, but they're going to be right back on the horse, and they're going to be right back getting after it and trying to get their way back into the postseason.
That staff is really competitive. I mean, they're going to grind all summer long. You know, some of those years it just doesn't go your way. Like
right.
You get injuries, the conference is good, and then I think this team just kind of wore down too. I mean, they had some off the court stuff. I mean, it's just Shauna got hurt midway through the Big 12. A lot of things didn't go their way. You have years like that. I think they're probably – you're never glad the season's over, but maybe recoup, recover, and then get ready for next season.
What?
Things will be better.
I'm curious about Jada Buckley because I feel like her – I feel like she's a better offensive player than she showed this year. There's part of me when I watched her – like the more and more I watched her, it was like – because of that lack of depth that we're talking about, I feel like Jada was maybe putting more pressure on her back offensively than it maybe needed to be there this year, but maybe next year it won't, and it might free her up a little bit. Does that make sense?
No, sure.
You get where I'm going with
this? She hadn't played point guard since high school. Nikki Moody controlled the ball all the time for the first 2 years she was there. So this it was an adjustment. She got a lot better as the year went on. But if she just gets some help, I mean, she really have a backup. So they're bringing in another freshman who can at least, I think, be somewhat of a serviceable backup and then rest her a little bit. Then also the scoring load will be lessened because Bridget Carlton's, with another year or year of development, I think she could be outstanding on that off guard. Plus Shauna's back, and Jaden doesn't have to shoot all the time. I think attention goes away from her. She's better if she doesn't have to force it, and I think she could kind of play more in the rhythm. She'll be okay. She's still only a sophomore, so she's got 2 years left.
Right, and I think something you're going to see a little bit more next year and then even into the year after that is they're trying to get kids that the second that they get a defensive rebound, they can take off dribbling the other way and they can push it up on their own. And then, you know, you saw Shauna do that a little bit more. You saw Bridget doing it a little bit more. Emily Durr is someone that will be able to do that. And T.T. Starks obviously can do that. I think she was even recruited as a point guard. So you see someone like these people are going to get back and they're just going to be a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more comfortable with the ball in their hands. And that just makes it so that Jada doesn't have to have the ball in her hands. She's not getting beat up quite as much. And then you can see her get out there, run the wings, and then she can just kind of reap the benefits of what everybody else is doing, whereas everybody else was reaping the benefits of what she was doing.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
They'll be back.
They'll be back. Did you know that spring football starts next week, Bloom? I know
really?
Jared does, because Jared and I are already planning for it.
Actual practices?
Next Tuesday.
Jeez, that's every year.
Wow. I'm excited to see what Coach Campbell's like in a practice setting. I mean, I would guess we won't really know anything.
Well, you get
from
to see
open
on
practice,
on,
but
oh, well, yeah. Man, I'll never forget the first Chizik practice.
Line up all the helmets.
Have you heard this story, Jared?
I haven't.
So, yeah, Chizik lined up. Like, he made the guys line up their helmets in, like, a line before they stretch. And it was like he was putting on a show because the media was there. And just made it a point to, like, just verbally, like, abuse if these guys, if their helmet was, like, even crooked, like, a half inch or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It was like he's putting on a show. It was, talk about culture shock from those guys going from Dan McCarney to that.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting, I think, on Tuesday to see how that
I'll never forget the first time that Mark Mangino was at spring practice. And there was some, like, GA or something like that that was doing a drill, and he was hitting guys with a bag. And he saw from across practice, and he yells, "Stop, stop, stop." And he hustles over there as fast as he could, and he grabs it, and he said, "This is how you do it." And he just starts beating these guys as hard as he possibly can with these bags. And he's like, "You got to have some muscles." And he's just yelling at these guys. And
it's poor GAs.
It was like, wow, this is off to a great start on day number one.
Those poor kids who are like the managers, like they just, like the equipment managers and stuff, like they take so much abuse and they don't get paid.
Unsung.
Oh, like I feel so bad for some of those kids.
Even the GAs who are full time, they get paid.
They're getting paid like $14,000 to like just
work 120 hours a week and deal with guys like Mark Mangino. By the way, see you got Twitter today?
Yeah. That irritated me. Am I the only person that was mad that Paul Rhodes is on Twitter now?
I figured you'd be upset about that.
You know somebody's making him do it. However,
oh, yeah.
I mean, there's no way like Paul's like voluntarily like, "Hey, let me get on Twitter here for the sake of recruiting." Somebody at Arkansas made him. But it's so dumb. Like, you're at one of the hardest places to recruit for the last 7 years, and you won't use it to your advantage, and now you go to the SEC. Oh, okay, I'll get on Twitter now.
I don't
that
think
irritated
he,
me.
He never even knew like what a tweet was.
He would call it the tweeter.
Yeah.
He would mock it.
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't just like not be on it. He would make fun of it.
Yeah, he was something else.
I mean, whatever. Like, I love Rhodes. People know that. I'm a Paul Rhodes guy, but come on, man. Why didn't you just do it 5 years ago?
We're going to take one more break, and then we will wrap up the show. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, CycloneFanatic.com is proudly sponsored by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And let me tell you, that store in Clive has everything you need to create the kitchen of your dreams. They've got top-rated appliances, flooring, and coming soon, even cabinets. There you will find everything you're looking for, more than 100 options of refrigerators, ranges, and also dishwashers. They carry the brands you trust with all of the features and colors to perfectly complete that kitchen of your dreams. It's all in one store, Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street.
First impressions, they're so important. What does the curb appeal of your home say to your friends or future potential buyers? Is your driveway, patio, or front porch ugly and boring? Performance Concrete Polishing can create a beautiful new look for your exterior and interior concrete surfaces. Colors, designs, engraving, artwork, there are endless possibilities. Start enjoying concrete surfaces that are durable, easy to clean, and always shiny. Find us at PerformanceConcretePolishing.com. Performance Concrete Polishing, the nemesis of ugly, boring. Concrete.
Truck Month has just been extended at the nation's number one GM certified dealer, Carl Chevrolet. With a GM certified pre-owned vehicle from Carl Chevrolet, you can buy with peace of mind on over 250 certified vehicles, all including complimentary scheduled maintenance. Have been through our rigorous 172-point vehicle inspection, come protected by our bumper-to-bumper limited warranty, and each one backed by Carl's personal stamp of approval. Plus, well-qualified buyers can receive great financing options on qualifying certified pre-owned vehicles. A selection that includes Chevy Cruze, Equinox, Malibu, Buick LaCrosse, and GMC Terrain. Find new roads and experience why more people in the nation drive a Carl Chevrolet certified pre-owned vehicle, period. Visit carlchevrolet.com for complete details. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, Exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
You know we've got the wing and burger game down, but if you haven't yet tried our Thunder Pie pizzas from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill,
you're missing out.
Ken here, thick and chewy crust, absolutely loaded with an eye-popping,
taste bud intimidating
amount of toppings and ooey gooey cheese. Our Thunder Pies check in at about 5 pounds each.
We rock it then, too.
Don't settle for frozen.
Don't settle for bland.
Thunder Pies at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been thunderstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, Jared Stansberry, Chris Williams, and Brent Bloom. Chris, what's our plan for next week? When are we going to be on there?
Monday.
Okay.
It's Monday night at 6.
So, yeah, make sure and tune into that. We're going to be talking about spring football,
it's
I'm
like
sure.
3 days away.
Well,
4 days away.
Dude, like the next like 3 weeks are just, it's, so we're on Mondays from now on.
Oh.
Because.
I'm glad I found that out now.
Well, yeah.
Thanks.
Well, I just found out today for sure.
All right.
So there's no Cyclone Coaches show here on
KXNO.
Right,
they're done.
And we can't be on Thursdays because they're games.
Well, I get that.
With the Big 12 tournament, the NCAA tournament, and, you know, when Iowa State's playing in the Sweet 16 and the Elite 8 and whatnot. So, yeah, next Monday. We'll do our little. Are you okay? Could you come be on the show, or you got work?
I mean, I'm good.
We'll do our Big 12 tournament preview that we annually do. We make predictions.
I'm ready for that.
And then, we got spring football, and we're gonna do this deal with our friends from AgriGold. We're gonna try it. So I got a verbal commitment, a solid verbal from E. Jack Whitford,
Senator.
Yeah, the senator. We're gonna do this live streaming video podcast. Starting next Monday, we're going to do a spring football preview with the senator. So we'll look forward to that. And, Jared, are you ready? Because when I'm on the tournament trail and spring football, man, it's you.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to a fairly hard-hitting Matt Campbell interpretation like of his first practice column out of you on Tuesday. Are you up for that task?
I already planned to say that it's awful. It's not going to work.
You're just going to start throwing bombs.
Can you
on day one?
I'll drop everybody's expectations from day one.
Can you add 100 pounds and play tackle by fall?
Hey, did you guys find my offensive line column offensive?
Nope.
Because I had a bunch of people like mad at me. They're like, "Why would you write that now?" Well, look at it. They don't have anybody.
They really don't.
They have Jake Campos and a bunch of dudes. Like, they don't have an offensive line for next year. Their work is cut out for them. It's a good spot for the Campbell staff to be in because you can't go anywhere but up.
Yeah, no, that, well, yeah, which.
That offensive line is offensive.
If you lower expectations low enough, then.
It should be, though.
Philpert's okay.
What do you mean he's okay? He was not okay.
He was all right. He's okay.
You better hope that he makes a big jump from junior to senior.
But
he could. Most JUCOs do.
If Nick Fett is one of your best three, Which right now he probably is.
He's a starter right now.
I mean, that's it's unfortunate.
Bruns liked Fett.
Bruns thinks
that Fett's okay.
I agree. I think he could be in the rotation.
You're discounting the Audubon Wheeler.
That's right. No, well, I think they could be pretty good elsewhere. Though.
Can
that's,
I give
this
a silver
is,
lining?
It's bumming me out, C-Dub.
You just do the whole, well, yeah, I agree. And that's why I wrote the column, though, because I think that they could go to a bowl. But I don't know if the line is going to allow them.
It's bumming me out.
So here's my deal, though, because you've got Mike Warren.
Yeah.
And you've got good receivers. And Lanning, as far as we know, is a hell of a runner, but he can't really throw from what we've seen. So, like, it is fairly, like, you just run the ball the damn time. Those guys can run block. Mm-hmm. You'd like to think you could teach them to run block.
They don't. I can't name five linemen they have right
now. I couldn't put a depth chart together before spring. That was what that whole point of that column was. It's like, I'm trying to find a two deep here, and I can't do it. Yeah. But that doesn't the good thing is these guys, the staff, does pride themselves on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got one of the best line coaches in America.
Yes, Mr. Manning.
Tom Manning.
Who I've been very impressed with
good,
so far.
Good dude.
I was skeptical of the hire. Not of the offensive line, but to give him the coordinator. I'm very impressed so far. Like, I like him a lot.
I had forgot they lost Severs, too.
Yeah, he was going to be their center.
And Scoggins got hurt. He's back, but we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming off of
an ACL.
And then you got Burton's gone.
Burton's gone. Man,
and then
rough.
Jacob Dunning, his career's over.
Can Catalina switch back?
That was such a blow.
No, like, I don't think we want to deal with his brother.
Like, oh,
I'll deal with his brother.
All those people who are like, well, if you don't want to be here, we don't want you. No, trust me, you want him. Trust me, you want this guy. Dude, the whole, like, Catalina's brother thing, though, like, that's going to be like a Cyclone cult classic.
Right.
Like, 10 years from now, we're going to be these old dude sitting here at Benchwarmers, making
Catalina's
cracks about
brother. Catalina's
freaking
brother.
Catalina's brother.
And, why mixers?
Jeff Hornacek's agent.
Yeah.
The legends.
They'll forever live together in Cyclone Lore.
Webster Patrick, you could put on that Mount Rushmore of legends.
Yep. And then Ivan Chirilov.
Ivan Chirilov.
Chirilov.
The Russian Dirk Nowitzki. Who never made it to Iowa State.
Wow.
Man, that Wayne Morgan had about five of those guys.
I was going to tell you guys I found two Iowa State basketball yearbooks from 2004, 2005, and 2005, 2006 at the Ames Public Library book sale for 50 cents apiece.
What?
Did you buy them?
No, I didn't. I should have. I didn't have a dollar.
I didn't have
a dollar with me.
I've got a mint condition Psycho Nation magazine. With autographs from Corey McIntosh and Mike Taylor, if you'd like that.
But the best part of that magazine is the headline.
What is it?
It's Men at Work.
That's Steve Dace who made that headline. I just wrote the articles. I had nothing to do with headlines.
Oh, man.
All right, I want to get your guys' predictions for Saturday.
Kansas by 5.
I think going in, I mean, obviously it's such a battle up there. Bank and Ben McLemore, among others. I mean, that Phantom 3 in the fog. I don't know. I think if there's an opportunity to get them, might be it.
I do agree with that mindset.
But they've won 10 in a row and are the best team in America. And, by the way, they've lost. Bill Self's lost 9 home games in his career.
Yeah.
Like it's a steep challenge. But I don't think Kansas is invisible. I really don't. I think Iowa State, talent-wise, their first 6.5 are as good as Kansas's. What Kansas gets you is they can play 10 and they keep running bodies at you. But I'm not predicting Iowa State win. I think that thing goes right down the wire, though, and I can't wait.
How do you think that?
What about you?
All right, well, I'm going to say that I think that neither team really having anything that it's like, oh, we're Kansas, we want to win this game because it's how we're going to wrap up the conference tournament or the championship. Like Iowa State, like, oh, if we win, we could share it or something like that. You just go out there and play basketball. And it's been a long time since I think Iowa State could just go out there and play basketball.
Niang's just going to go nuts, I bet.
Right. And you know he wants to win in his last time in the fog.
Perry Ellis has always struggled to guard him. Traditionally. So he will have a good game. I think it's going to be great. I like the over.
I like the Clones to cover. There's your gambling advice for the night.
All right, we got to thank Sean back in the studio and John Sellers, of course, out here at Benchwarmers. We will be back Monday night. Make sure to tune in to Iowa State women's basketball right here on 1460 tomorrow night. I think that starts at, what's the time?
5:30. They kick us off the air, and we'll hand it over to Rich Bellingham.
So for Chris Williams and Brent Bloom, I'm Jared Stansberry. Thanks for tuning into the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by our dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
From the Pita Pit, fresh thinking, healthy eating studio.